With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a 5.7 magnitude earthquake has struck south of the Big Island of Hawaii.
The earthquake was centered 11 miles south of Nalehu, Hawaii, at a depth of 6 miles. It was initially reported by the U.S. Geological Survey as a 6.3 magnitude earthquake, but was later downgraded. The earthquake occurred at 10 a.m. local time. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said no tsunami was expected. Shaking could be felt in Honolulu, which is on the island of Oahu about 200 miles north. On Big Island, people reported lamps and large objects breaking and homes rattling loudly. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Meanwhile, a magnitude 4.6 earthquake has struck the Southern California coast near Malibu, but there have been no reports of damage or injuries. The U.S. Geological Survey says it hit at 1:47 p.m. local time Friday at a depth of about 8 miles. The area is in the Santa Monica Mountains, roughly 35 miles west of downtown Los Angeles. National Weather Service meteorologist Cameron Miller says Wisconsin's first ever tornado in February was recorded Thursday south of Madison.
Around the Evansville area, which is directly south of Madison here, and stayed on the ground for a considerable track here all the way up to Fort Atkinson, which is across Interstate 39 and then more towards south central Wisconsin.
The tornado was part of a storm system tracking across southern Wisconsin and the Midwest that has resulted in strong winds, lightning, and hail. Wall Street closed out its latest winning week with another milestone, the S&P 500's first close above 5,000. The benchmark index rose 0.6%, marking its 14th winning week in the last 15. The Dow was down by 54 points, but the Nasdaq rose 196. This is SRN News. A battle over abortion in Washington, D.C.
This one isn't taking place in Congress or the Supreme Court. It has to do with an abortion clinic in the city and the bodies of five full-term aborted babies that have come into the hands of the D.C. medical examiner. Pro-life advocates say there needs to be an investigation into whether the clinic broke the law. But the Justice Department has advised the medical examiner to dispose of the remains, which could be used as evidence in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Massachusetts Democratic Governor Maura Healey has nominated a former romantic partner to fill an open seat on the state's highest court. Healey, who's the first openly gay woman ever elected governor, has selected Massachusetts Appeals Court Justice Gabrielle Woolahogian to the Supreme Judicial Court. The Massachusetts Republican Party is demanding that Healey withdraw the nomination, calling it highly inappropriate because of the governor's past romantic relationship. This is SRN News. A new poll says Americans believe air travel is relatively safe in the U.S. despite the recent Alaska Airlines incident over Oregon. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
About 7 out of 10 U.S. adults who responded to the poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say airplanes are a very or somewhat safe method of travel. And about 2 in 10 adults say they have a great deal of confidence that airplanes are being properly maintained and are safe from structural faults. Another half say they have a moderate amount of faith that this is the case. I'm Donna Warder.
Meta has removed Instagram and Facebook accounts run on behalf of Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei after criticism over his support for Hamas after its October 7th attack on Israel that sparked the months-long war still raging in the Gaza Strip. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.